Hi, Don. How was your Christmas vacation?
It was great, Yael, but now we have to clean up all of the decorations.
What are you going to do with the tree?
I'm going to throw it away. What else do you do with an old Christmas tree?
How about sending it to live with the fishes?
We're not in The Godfather here. What are you talking about?
Each year, the Army Corps of Engineers collects old Christmas trees, ties them to cinder blocks, and drops them into lakes.
Why would they do that?
These piles of trees are put near fish nurseries, not in the deep part of the lake. The piles of trees provide a place for small juvenile fish to hide from larger fish. They also attract water insects for the small fish to eat. This increases the diversity of fish in the lake.
Wow, I didn't know that. What else can you do with Christmas trees?
You can bury them in the sand.
Now I know you're crazy.
No, really. Some beaches have serious erosion problems. Sand gets blown off the beach and onto nearby roads by winds. Rows of Christmas trees can be staked on the beach next to a fence. The trees and fence collect sand being blown off the beach, causing sand dunes to form on top of the trees. The dunes provide habitat for dune grass, insects, and birds, and the trees help keep the dunes from eroding away or blowing onto nearby roads.
Who would have thought Christmas trees would be used for erosion control?
They can be used for all sorts of things. Just remember to take all the tinsel off first.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. For A Moment of Science, I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.